Hello and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Today's very special guest, he's Dr. Ron Reichert, Professor of Engineering, Director of Laboratories, and Coordinator of Senior Design for the College of Engineering at Florida Tech. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Reichert.
Thank you very much, Wes. It's nice to be here in your new studio.
It's a beautiful studio, and we're talking about an exciting event. It's the Northrop Grumman Engineering and Science Student Design Showcase. It's set for April the 19th at Florida Tech, a wonderful opportunity to see what our students have been up to over the past year, where we invite the community into the Clemente Center also to look at the student showcase projects. What can we expect from the College of Engineering at this year's showcase?
This year, we have 249 students in the College of Engineering, and we have 49 projects that they're involved in. And all of the projects are excellent. The students continue to amaze me with the quality of the projects that they put forth. In the College of Engineering, these projects are kind of like the final exam of their engineering degree before they graduate. And besides being that, we have a lot of professionals from industry that come to this. They see the projects. A lot of the students get jobs from this.
And Northrop Grumman a few years ago gave a very generous endowment to get this showcase to a new level. The showcase has been around for many, many years, but the partnership between the College of Engineering, the business community, the College of Science, and the business and sciences community, really an important component of this.
That's correct, Wes. The senior design projects are entirely supported by alumni and industrial contributions. So all of the money that goes to buy the parts and components and materials that the students use for these projects comes from donations. Northrop Grumman gave us a very nice commitment of $1 million endowment. We use the income of that every year to not only pay for the showcase, but it also helps to sponsor some of the student projects.
And you were telling me before we went on the air that the machine shop and the labs have been open late as the students have been getting these things finished up. What visibly can folks from the community who walk through the showcase, what can they expect to see?
Well, first of all, the showcase is open to the public from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Awards are 4 to 4:30. But what they're going to see is they're going to see some small projects, some are computer-oriented, but some of them are physically fairly large and imposing. We have a concrete canoe, which is an annual project. We have a steel bridge. Both of those are done in the civil engineering department. We have a Formula SAE open-wheel race car. We have a Baja off-road race car that's being built. We have a Lunabot, which is a robot for a NASA competition to go to the moon and dig up lunar regolith. So that there's a lot of these projects which are competition, but some of them are research-type projects as well. One of the projects that the students are working on this year is a project looking at the slosh of fuel, rocket fuel, in tanks in microgravity. The experiment that they've done this summer is going to fly on NASA Zero-G airplane, and assuming things go well, an advanced version of this is going to fly on the International Space Station sometime next year. Wow. So there's a lot of amazing projects that are going on.
And great hands-on experience where our students can build that portfolio to get a job. It is the annual Northrop Grumman Engineering and Science Student Design Showcase. It's happening Friday, April the 19th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Clemente Center on the campus of Florida Tech. I'd like to thank our very special guest, Dr. Ron Reichert from the College of Engineering. We thank you, Dr. Reichert, for being here.
Thank you, Wes.
That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. Until next time, I'm Wes Sumner.